Silence. Okay, tell us a bit about the group.
We are part of the Sona Group. We are an existing Nigeria since 94. And we started with the breweries, 6 breweries, which we handed over to Heineken, Nigeria. Now we diversified, we are into FMCG, we are into plastic packaging, and we are into industrial gases as well. We are into real estate business. Now we have a business, we all believe in manufacturing in Nigeria. Where we have the raw material manufactured in Nigeria, we use that material only. We are into biscuit, we are manufacturing biscuit. Different variety of biscuits we have, all made in Nigeria, all ingredients are manufactured in Nigeria. We use cashew made in Nigeria. Apart from this, we manufacture, we have a distillery, we make schnapp, rum, gin, soft drinks, wine, all made in Nigeria. Then we have a very important sector, which is the malt extract plant, where we use sorghum, which is produced in the north. And it's all, we produce malt extract, which is being used by the bakeries, maltonic, like we are producing malt from there. We are supplying to breweries, we are supplying to bakeries, we are supplying to drink industry. Even the drink like maltonic, we are using the malt extract. So all made from sorghum. Second plant there, we have a we produce from cassava also. But cassava is not available enough in the urban nearby industry because we have to consume cassava within 24 hours. So now we are, Ogun State government has given us land, which we intend to cultivate the cassava there. We are making a cooperative society of farmers, so very soon we will start that project. So all our industry, we are 9 industry in Nigeria, and all industry are in Ogun State, Ota.
Yeah, but I learned that you have 10.
Yeah, we have 10, but which is an investment company. Currently, you can see now investment is not that lucrative at the end of investment. We have investment in banking sector, so we are just holding the investment there. We have a huge investment.
Okay, so I am getting the impression that this is more like a Nigerian company, even if it is managed, even if the promoters are foreign.
Yeah, the promoters by physics they are foreigners, but by heart they are Nigerians. All promoters by heart, because if you see the promoters, the chairman of the group, he is maybe 35 years in Nigeria. I'm 26 years in Nigeria. So we are all Nigerians. You know, Nigeria is our first country, not even the second country. Because based in Nigeria, we believe in Nigeria, our industries are in Nigeria, so our heart is here.
Okay, so let's look at the challenges.
Yes.
You've been doing this, you said, for the past 16 years or thereabouts?
Yeah, we have 26 years in the industry here, this one.
Okay, so let's look at the challenges confronting what you do, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
There are bound to be, or there have been some form of challenges. What are the challenges?
Challenge, if you can see, the infrastructure is a real challenge, and our industries are in Ota, and if you can see the road structure in Ota, they are non-existent. It's very difficult to pass in Ota, especially in the rainy season. Second is the power sector. Power is, you know, the situation of the power in the country, but we have 2 independent power plants as well. We are generating our power, we are supplying to ourselves, plus we are supplying to Nigerian Brewery. We are second power plant inside Egamo plant of Nigerian Brewery. So, to see the situation of power in this Nigeria, we thought of developing our own power. So we set up the 2 power independent power plants. Now the second challenge you can see is the finance cost. Because if it's a commercial banks, their lending cost is too high, 23%, 24%, which we cannot survive. And the government has set up a bank of industry. Now recently, if you see, they've also become a commercial bank. The bank of industry, the loan rate is 10% for machinery. For raw material, they are giving 15%. And even apart from 10%, 15%, they are charging 1% management, 1% this, 1% this. So they are also becoming a commercial bank. If you see in Europe, they are subsidizing the industry. Here also, we expect the government to subsidize industry's finance. Because without that, the industry cannot survive. High cost of, because inflation is too high, cost of manufacturing is coming very high.
And but have you reached out in the course of your operation, did you reach out to the government for some form of help or subsidy or subsidization, as you mentioned, as it's done in Europe?
Yeah, now you can see as an organized sector, manufacturing association, we have reached to a man, and man approached government. Some form of subsidy government is giving, but to approach that subsidy, it becomes very difficult because of the bureaucracy.
Okay, but what kind of help do you think, what kind of involvement do you expect the government?
Now, if you see the sorghum, which is the basic food for Nigerians as well, plus we can produce. Now, last year, the sorghum price went to 125 naira per kilo. Well, if you see the imported barley malt, imported plain barley, which are 16 naira per kilo, if you see the imported is coming much half of the price of sorghum, then you say what encouragement the government is giving to the farmers. That's why if you see it last year, the breweries, Nigerian brewery, Guinness, they were importing shipload of plain barley. This year, sorghum crop is good. The price has started with 60-65 naira per kilo. So hopefully it will continue. Then we can be able to compete with the imported plain barley.
Okay.
And duty structure, if you see, the plain barley, the duty is only 5%. So like the, if you see, the US government is imposing the tariff on the imported, like steel or aluminium, against the Chinese dumping. The government also here is should be imposing tariff on the imported where the local manufacturing is available. If the local raw material, like plain sorghum, is local raw material, substitute is plain barley, government should impose tariff on barley. Because now what we see is the Netherlands government, the European government, they are subsidizing the agriculture there. And the multinational company, they have a commitment to the government there that they will buy so much quantity and distribute to their own plants in Africa.
Yeah, but if you look at all the challenges you enumerated, how have you been? Because you said earlier that you source your materials locally. Yes, and if you look at what you source locally that is so expensive compared to what you import, and you still source locally, how have you been able to manage it?
Okay. Now, recently, because, it's a blessing in disguise, recently, if you see, the importation is becoming difficult last year. Now, the companies which were based on imported raw material, they could not survive. And our growth really started since last year because we were basically local raw material and it was easy for us to continue our operations. You know, in Nigeria, it takes gestation period is long, 3 to 4 years, which we could sustain. Now we are reaping the fruit because of the based on local raw material. So we do not depend on the foreign exchange much. And now with that one, our cost of raw material, cost of production is coming down because of our local raw material, and we are able to export to ECOWAS countries, African, not only ECOWAS, African countries. We export in Ghana, we export into Cameroon, all our various products. We are exporting biscuits, we are exporting plastic pellets, we are exporting our drinks, flexible packaging, we are exporting. So something you can say blessing in disguise.
Okay, so what is the expansion plan like?
We don't stop our expansion. We are still expansion, but expansion only in machinery. We import only machinery. We buy all the local parts here. We buy all raw material here. So we last year we committed 50 million euro only against machinery, and we approached Bank of Industry. We are working with Bank. Of course, the cost is 10%, but still we are working with them, and they are supporting us. Some commercial bank are supporting us. So this year also, we are also committed to expansion. Now, if you see, there's no. We have imported now machinery to produce chocolates. We don't believe in finished food importation. So that's why we are buying the plants which are running outside and they are exporting to Nigeria. Like the chocolate, if you see here, our Sona Tuyo. Tuyo brand, they were exporting to Nigeria. So we bought the machine, we bought complete plant, we have brought to Nigeria, it's commissioned here. Now we'll start soon and we are just branding the same. Tuyo means Sona Tuyo. Tuyo. So that's why we are importing, we are still expanding our market, and all sectors, biscuit, industry, malting, we have started our ethanol factory also, ethanol plant. Okay. That also is ready.
Okay. So what kind of technology have you deployed to be able to give you the edge in the industry?
Because all our machines are European machinery, and they are last longer because don't believe in the cheaper machine from China or other places.
Okay.
So our age is European machines, latest technology. We believe in latest technology. We buy new plants from Europe, and that's how we believe in.
Yeah, but when I was going through your profile,
yes,
I noticed you have about pen, but you said the other one is you said nine.
Yeah, but pen
is
investment.
The tenth one is an investment fund, and I just asked myself, how can a group have up to 10 subsidies?
Subsidiaries.
How do you manage it? Shouldn't you just merge? But I noticed
we have a management team.
Okay.
And for each industry, like we, myself, based, we operate from Lakey office, head office, corporate office there. But for each industry, we have a competent people there, a managing director, we have finance controller, we have accountant, we are Nigerians, we are expatriate. But we are only a few expatriate, like say 5 or 6 in each. The rest are Nigerians. We employ almost 4,000 Nigerians. So we have a competent team there. They operate, we just supervise there. And we send them for training. We do give them training. Whenever the plant comes, the manufacturing plant must train our people here. So they produce. So whenever the new plant comes, they come for commissioning, and at the same time, they train our staff.
What is about Nigeria that gives people the attraction to want to come?
You know the...
And do business.
Yeah, of course. Now, Nigeria, if you see, is a developing economy. And population is the main factor here. And now the Nigerian growth has really started for the last 2-3 years since the oil prices have come down. Then the Nigerian government thought of diversifying into other areas than export, than oil. So there's a lot of scope. Now if you see the Nigeria, that was the only country which came out of recession only in 1 year, maybe 6 months. The other country like developed country, UK, Europe, they were in recession for quite a long time. So the world eyes are on Nigeria, India, and other developing economies, not even in China. China is a bubble, anytime can bust, because their growth, they are already grown too big. So Nigeria has a lot of scope there. Compared to South Africa, still Nigeria has a better chance than South Africa, because South Africa, they reached to the peak, because there's no growth there. And Nigeria, a lot of mineral resources are there, which are untapped. Virgin resources are still there, like crop. Sorghum, cashew nut, ginger, all the produce are there, plus mineral resources are there. So those are untapped because of the concentration of oil. So that's why the people are attracted to Nigeria and the growth is there. Now you can see World Bank also projected maybe this year the growth will be 5.7% for GDP growth, maybe more for Nigeria.
Why are you in this expo? Why are you in this trade fair?
Because to showcase our product, what we are doing here. We see that in Expo, a lot of people come and they visit the machinery manufacturers. Apart from, of course, this is Nigerian manufacturing equipment. But when we showcase our product, people, when they come and they see, like, we have seen, since morning I'm here. And I have seen a lot of products come and they inquire what we are doing. That. Some of them have given me cards that they are producing their produce, but they don't, they have packaging. Awareness is not there for that. So now here we are giving out awareness to the people who are producing, but they don't know from where, like packaging. They come that we need packaging. So we are giving them, we are showcase our products all where we can. Not on the finished product, but packaging also. We are very strong in packaging. Flexo packaging, our machines from Germany. And I can show you the 10 color flexo packaging machine which we have is only we have in all over Africa.
Yeah, but if you check the amount of money or resources you went to deploy into this 3-day program, and the fact that you have to take your stand, construct this, make some of these things available, give out civilians, do you think it's worth it?
It's worth it. Yes, it's not expenditure, it's investment for the future. Because here we are creating awareness of our products, what we are doing in Nigeria. A lot of people come. When they go back, they still call back to us that we are. Last year when we counted lots of, if you can see our cup, we are making the paper cup. Last year when we participated, the one of the manufacturing Nigeria is manufacturing some coffee tea in they are supplying to there. So they say, can you manufacture a cup? Now this year we already have the machine. We are supplying them. You can see we have Savannah soft drink cup. So here we are showcasing what we are doing. This is not an investment. This we can say as investment, like a ATL, promotion expenses.
Yes, from last year you were able to take
so many machines, So this year also when the people are coming, we know their needs, what they need, and then we'll work on that.
Okay, so for the few hours that this fair has kicked up, can you say you have identified something that is different that you're going to take into your organization or ahead of next year?
You know, this is just starting. This is just inaugurated. And my team is there. Our team is there. They are working on that. Definitely, they are meeting the people. They are coming to know their requirement. And we work towards there. By the time it's this exhibition for 3 days, third day, we'll conclude. We'll go back to our drawing board, see what is the required energy for collective. Because we are into FMCG, we are into plastic packaging. So there anything required in that, we are going for that.
Okay, so my last question will be, what should your customers, your client as it were, what should they expect from you in the next few years?
Quality. they expect the quality is the international quality. You know, people are importing a lot of packaging material from Europe or from somewhere else. They expect the quality should be the same at lower cost, locally available at their own. You know, if you're importing, you're importing much bigger quantity because minimum quantity you have to import. But if you're buying locally, you can buy for 1 week requirement, 2 week required. No, we are supporting medium scale industry, small scale industry, they need small quantity. So that's the expectation, that they can get the international quality at the reduced price and at the quantity they can afford to buy.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So give me your